Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemers as he discusses everything that's been going on since COVID-19 closed everything down in Knoxville.
COVID-19 has affected the area for over a month now, Brandon. We've been kind of pretty socially distant, socially isolated, and, you know, we've had everything in the city seems to be closed down, including the rec center, including the parks and all that stuff, for people's protection. But, you know, as we're going through this right now, this whole kind of layoff actually, in a way, benefited the rec center. Obviously, you guys were able to get some work done that you would have needed to do with people before in the area, but now people have not been able to get in there, so you got some work done. So take us through some of that work that went through the rec center recently while the center's been closed.
Yeah, I mean, it's been some pretty interesting times here. Obviously, it's affected everybody in every area of this world. But for us here, from the recreation center standpoint, we had planned to shut the pool down in April for our five-year maintenance painting anyways. So this allowed us to get a two-week jump start on all that stuff. So we're able to take care of some other things that we've been either maybe putting off or haven't had the time, or when we're open, you know, 96 hours a week here, it's hard for us to get things done when there's, you know, person after person in these areas. So we've really taken advantage of this time and done a lot of painting throughout the whole facility. We have the pool completely painted now. We have new starting blocks installed. We'll have a new diving board installed here in the next couple weeks, hopefully. Painted all the doors and trim in the facility and the locker rooms, and we've been fixing toilets and urinals and putting down new trim and just doing all kinds of things we can so that, you know, once we do get past these challenging times here, we'll have a nice, clean, welcoming environment and be ready to try to get back to whatever the new normal is going to be.
When it comes to that new normal or that newness, and when we're going to be here hopefully soon talking about a kind of a rolling reopen of the state and hopefully be talking about, you know, getting back to somewhat normal. So when it comes to that and it comes to the rec center, what are some of the ideas that you guys are talking about and going through when it comes to allowing people back in there to make sure that things continue to be sanitized and continue to be clean for everybody?
Yeah, well, you know, we've tried to do our best in the past of keeping things, you know, nice and clean as we can. I mean, we get a lot of usage in this facility. You know, we'll have 200 and some people through the door each day. So, you know, it's a lot of people in a lot of high touch areas. So moving forward, we're going to have to ramp up our cleaning efforts. We are well aware of that. We've kind of made some changes, though, of putting other sanitary wipe containers in other rooms that didn't have them in the past. So we'll add some things like that. You know, we'll have the sanitizer in every room. We'll probably have to do some more cleaning throughout the day than we haven't had to in the past. You know, a lot of spot cleaning, just kind of trying to be a little more conscious of what is going on in the world and trying to do our best to, you know, provide a nice, clean environment. As for an opening day right now, we are still shut down through the month of April. Hopefully soon we'll figure out kind of maybe a plan. But, you know, as you know, it's been changing about daily here. You just kind of you try to stay on top of it and you try to plan and prepare. But, you know, it just kind of keeps changing. So once this all settles down, we'll hopefully be ready to welcome people back in the facility. I'm assuming there's going to be some different things in place here, you know, as the 6 feet social distancing and those types of things. So we're working through some of those things right now, but it's going to be new for everybody across the world.
And what's the Parks and Rec been doing to make sure that when the parks are opened up again, people can enjoy that? And what's kind of that plan to let's say, keep the equipment sanitized and cleaned so we continue to have those parks and all that stuff available for families whenever that's available and open again for the public?
Well, that's one of the many challenges from a parks and recreation standpoint. You know, the playground equipment outside, you know, we'll do our best to get that cleaned up and ready to go. But, you know, as you move forward, as people are using it constantly, I mean, you know, it's a constant use in our community here. How do we stay on top of that? You know, are we cleaning that? You know, is that daily? Is that weekly? Is that, you know, what does that look like? We're still working through that right now, but we'll do our sanitation here as we did here in the recreation center when we shut down. We'll try to be prepared for everybody when we get back open. When we get back open, hopefully we can get the restrooms open as well. I know, kind of as this the COVID really hit, Iowa here, there were some communities that had some year-round bathrooms that they had open that they had a very challenging time to keep them stocked full of toilet paper and cleaning supplies and to keep them clean. So it's going to be different. Like I said, I'm still kind of working through most of that, trying to find the best way to be able to provide a safe environment for everybody.
Thanks to Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Emmers for joining us on today's program. Tune in on Monday to hear part two of our interview with Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Emmers. To listen to today's show or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.